Quentin shuffled along, wondering what would come next. He heard the hiss of a sliding door, then a beep, and the pressure of the restraints eased.
Take those off. Then your helmet.
Quentin did as he was told and found himself in a small room. Three walls of smooth white metal and one of clear crystal. A cot that was too small for him, a toilet and a sink, all made of metal, but not a hard edge to be found anywhere. Tiger Stripe and Angel Wing stood on the other side of the crystal. A small section of wall hissed upward, revealing a space beyond.
Put the helmet and restraints in there.
Quentin did as he was told and stepped back. The section of the wall hissed closed, and Angel gestured to the cot.
You might as well settle in. You'll be with us for the next few days, until we reach our destination.
And that destination is?
Tiger Stripe smiled.
You'll know when you get there. You don't cause us any problems and things will go fine. Get too loud, bang on the walls, that kind of thing. You'll find out this room is electrified.
The two humanoids left and Quentin was alone. He realized he was on a smaller ship, which had been docked with the Hammerwind. Now this smaller ship was taking him away. He lifted his palm up. It didn't activate. The ship was most probably jamming it.
Ah, shuck.
Quentin could do nothing but wait.